Okay, thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. Today, I want to share some of current work related to using Twitter data as an application in the public health domain. My talk today is using the Twitter data to predict flu outbreaks. So first, I would like to introduce some background about the seasonal influenza and influenza-like illness. So our flu outbreak is a major public health concern. Every year it causes a few million people illness and half a million death. And it actually has the main syndrome called influenza-like illness. For example, when we got flu, so we have some syndrome. For example, when we have fever and you have cough and sore throat. So during the flu outbreak, a lot of people will get ILI syndrome. So the key point here is to monitoring ILI people can help in predict flu outbreak. So the traditional system to monitor ILI, so the CDC has a big network of surveillance, include more than 3,000 outpatient healthcare providers all over America, and report every year 30 million patients. They monitor the ILI rate by percentage of patients with ILI among all patients. This picture shows the scenario of flu outbreak over the year. As you see, every year the peak of flu outbreak is different. For example, 2000 for last year, it happened when beginning of January. And I don't know that the beginning of the flu outbreak season usually start at on October. So that's the reason we get some call for the flu shot from October. And this year we are in this one. So it's mean currently we are not in the influenza. So that's good news. So let's revisit the process. For the ILI rate, each patient go to the healthcare provider and the physician check the patient have got the syndrome or not, and then the ILI gather data and then calculate the ILI rate. So the problem is that the ILI net need 1 or 2 weeks to gather and process the data. So question that, can we leverage another data source to predict ILI rate faster? So there is two hypotheses. That's the first one is now that user tend to find information in internet, and also we use some Twitter or some social media to post the information, personal information. So there is some current work using some Twitter and also the user generate. So they propose two more linear logistic model. The second model is about Google Flu Trends, and they published in Nature in 2009. And the key point here is how to identify flu-related data. This is a result of the Google Flu chain. You will see it's very highly correlated to ILI rate, and it's running and can the estimate the calculation time is take about 1 day on the supercomputer. Google Flu chain is good. However, we are researcher cannot access the original data. Also, Google Flu chain doesn't disclose the search query. They review the topic of the query includes a lot of 100 query, and they found that the influenza complications query is highest weight in their system. Actually, so the earlier this year, There is a report saying Google got overestimate for the beginning of this year. As you see, it's in the January, so Google overestimate for this time. Actually, Google had two problems. The previous one is underestimate, but no one notified. But it's when it's overestimate, so everybody noticed that. So we investigate we find another resource to do for the researcher. So we got the Twitter corpus from influenza season in 2009, and it got over 500 million and unique user here. And this is the distribution of the volume of the Twitter. And currently some related work, some few researchers using some very simple keywords filtering. For example, the quota, security, and true. So the basic idea is that they want to filter by some tweets related to the influenza. In our approach, we try to do two-step filtering by integrate the natural language processing. The first step, we also filter by collect some respiratory syndrome. And the second, we use some natural language processing technique to identify some negation, some hashtag humor and geo. And this is a correlation to IRI rate. As you see here, the Google flu chain still achieved the best one, corresponds to the CDC, and also the related work. And when we achieved filter, we got 0.98 correlation. And this is the correlation to the CDC data, is graph. The big data challenge. So in our work, so we use Twitter APIs, and as may know, the Twitter API do not allow we to pull all of the data. There's a sampling about 1 to 5%, and after filter, we have very few. So the question that is sample data is not. And also another challenge is about the variation and the Twitter language. And I want to share some of my experience when we implement on the system called the disease using the syndrome surveillance using Twitter. We use surveillance in 6 syndrome in the 40 world. We collaborate with some collaborator in Japan. Okay, I will finish soon. Thank you. And the use case, we was, and it was track is in the ACDC to track syndrome in the London Summer Olympic last year. And potential and acknowledgement. And I'm happy to get some question and comment. Thank you.